You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America, to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we welcome the co-owner and editor-in-chief of LA Travel Magazine, Jennifer McLaughlin. Jennifer is a luxury travel expert and thriving entrepreneur who has been on all sides of the travel and hospitality industry. Jennifer, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric, and thank you so much for having me.
And the pleasure is certainly ours as well, and thanks for taking out a moment to be with us today. So, to get started, can you tell us about LA Travel Magazine and how you decided to take it over?
Yeah, so Los Angeles Travel Magazine is a publication. It's a regional publication that goes out to Los Angeles and Orange County residents. And it basically encourages Angelenos, as we call them, to get out of the city. So while we do cover local travel, of course, it's typically only about 30%, and we actually encourage them to get out of the country, get, you know, travel domestically, and really just leave LA once in a while, because sometimes being in such a beautiful location, some people forget that there's a whole world outside of us, and Southern California is amazing for local staycations, but again, there's so many different destinations around the world that appeal to Los Angeles residents. So the reason we specifically decided to take it over is basically because I had been in the, you know, travel and tourism industry for a very long time and, you know, initially had been writing for a few different publications as a freelance writer, just kind of more of a hobby base. And I've been writing for a long time, and it just, you know, once it became available, it just seemed a natural fit for us to kind of jump on and take it over. And it has grown substantially. So we have been very, very lucky, and it's been very well received. So it continues to grow. And now we're looking at, we have our sights set on New York. So a lot of great things happening with the publication these days.
And I totally agree. So much to see in Los Angeles and the vicinity, and can understand your thoughts as mentioned, and the dilemma, if you will. What can you tell us about the luxury travel market and what you have learned from your business so far?
Well, the luxury travel market really changes pretty often, and it's really come a long way since I started in the business, you know, a long time ago. I won't date myself at this point, but, you know, I feel like back in the day there was, you know, an emphasis on luxury meaning expensive. And I don't necessarily feel that, you know, people, even though our readers are very, you know, well off and they can afford luxury travel at its finest, there's so much that's kind of at their disposal these days that luxury doesn't always mean expensive now, which is great. So anybody really can take a luxury vacation and they don't just have to worry about, you know, pricing, or they don't have to save up and spend all that time, you know, waiting for that once in a lifetime vacation. It's what much more accessible these days. And, you know, that's thanks to, of course, various accommodations and the amount of travel partners that are now in the space, in the travel space. And there's much more, you know, of a competition going. So people definitely can offer more experiential type travel instead of, you know, just a five-star, going to a five-star resort or flying, you know, a commercial airline. There's now private airlines and private jets that are much more affordable, and the rates at hotels, if you are flexible with dates, I mean, there's so many different options at these times. And of course, activities. There's so much to do at various locations that it's kind of a competitive, you know, benefit to the luxury traveler, because they can go and do a little bit of research. And of course, with the internet, it makes that so much more acceptable to just, you know, Google search and find the best, lowest affordable rates. And, you know, with all of these OTAs, which in our world is what they're abbreviated as, but it's basically the Expedias and the Travel Zoo and the Pricelines of the world competing for those, you know, the cheapest rates, you can get an amazing luxury vacation for hardly anything.
Jennifer, out of curiosity, what are some of your favorite places to cover for the publication?
Well, personally, I love Europe. That's just, you know, someplace that has my heart, more specifically Ireland. I was married there a couple years ago, and, you know, it's just, I recommend Ireland for many, many opportunities that come up. And basically that's because I feel like it's very easy for a first time traveler that has really never traveled internationally to start there. I mean, the people are so friendly. The food is great. It's easy. Everyone speaks English. It really is an easy introduction into foreign travel. And London is not far behind. I mean, London reminds me, you know, of course, of a cleaner New York, and it's becoming such a foodie destination. We recently were there a few months back, and it is so surprising how far it's come in just a year. You know, these amazing restaurants that are popping up all over the city is just phenomenal. And we really had some great experiences on this last trip that we took. I also really love, you know, Costa Rica from an adventure side, because I feel like it kind of offers the best of both worlds. It has amazing beaches and beautiful spots, hidden treasures kind of along the pathway. And of course, there's a million things to do. I like Canada from a great outdoors standpoint. I love to go up there and ski. We just spent New Year's Eve in Quebec and had an amazing trip for the publication. And of course, I can't forget this, but our own backyard in here in California offers so many different sides to a vacation. You can obviously ski and surf in the same day. Being in Southern California, you can take a trip up to Napa for their, you know, world-renowned wines. I mean, there really is a lot to benefit from. Of course, if you only have a certain amount of time and you need to make a short vacation or a short little weekend trip getaway. So there's a lot of different places, but those are probably my top picks, having been around the world. And, you know, like I said, Europe is probably my number one. And I always encourage people to get outside of LA and really just, you know, start in San Diego and head up to Napa and just kind of take a couple weekend adventures as you go and see the different sides of California, because it's so funny to me when I meet people that really are not exploring, you know, what's so easily accessible to them.
You certainly have me ready to travel tomorrow with all this talk of travel and destinations. Today we are joined by co-owner and editor-in-chief of LA Travel Magazine, Jennifer McLaughlin, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter simply at ePodcast Network. Jennifer, what can other entrepreneurs learn from your perspective?
You know, one thing I get asked a lot as far as business travel goes is, it's definitely more from affordability, price, you know, structure, because obviously entrepreneurs and people that are traveling for business are typically looking for the best rates, and they're looking for, you know, basically, I think a lot more entrepreneurs are traveling these days and tacking on a few extra days before or after, you know, a major conference or a business trip or sales meeting. And I really think that that's becoming more and more popular as people have less and less time on their hands. So what I always encourage people to do is really think about the destination that you're traveling to for business and think outside the box. So one thing I really love is a lot of people are really into, you know, luxury vacation homes and private villas. And obviously you can't find a private villa everywhere you go, but luxury vacation rentals and, you know, really cool lofts inside the city are a really great way to travel for business very affordably and also have all the amenities of kind of feeling like you're at home, but putting yourself in a different space rather than just staying at a corporate or a conference hotel that, you know, is very basic. So for me, I always encourage business travelers and entrepreneurs to take a look at HomeAway.com. There's a couple other Airbnbs, you know, that are kind of out there right now that really offer amazing locations and basically villas that you can rent, or sometimes you can rent castles. I mean, it's crazy what you will find on some of these websites, and they're all the same, if not less, typically for just to rent a hotel. So expanding the mind and kind of thinking outside of the box when you're going on these trips and you're trying to make it more of a vacation, that it's very, very doable. And also always tack on that few extra days if you have them, because, you know, your flight's typically already taken care of. You're already there. You might as well explore the area because you don't know when the next time you'll be back is. So I've always done that in my personal side of things. When I'm booking a business trip or I'm speaking at a conference, I really will try to check out the destination, see if there's anything that's worth reviewing while I'm there, and really, you know, because our travel really is so limited, so it's hard for us to get back to the same destination that often. So it's nice to kind of give yourself some downtime, you know, especially at the beginning of the trip. If you have time at the beginning of the trip, I really feel like that's going to help benefit you because you're already relaxed. You're already there. There's no jet lag. You're kind of, you know, gotten used to your surroundings and you're comfortable, and then you start your business and then you end it, you know, with a few days at the end, if you can afford to do that. If you have that kind of time frame.
Really some good ideas shared there. Thanks for that. Now, what are travelers looking for in 2016 in terms of luxury and amenities?
I'm finding more and more looking, again, for that experiential travel showcase. So, you know, whether it's a cycling tour or being a part of something, I feel like the memory, you know, people are traveling for fitness and health and wellness these, you know, a lot more these days than, you know, that used to be that popular back in the day. And all these destination spas that, you know, we're reviewing and kind of checking out are really, really beautiful and over the top. So I feel like a lot of people are looking for that, you know, special yoga retreat, or and maybe they have another hobby and they're, you know, looking to be part of some group going. I feel like that's becoming more and more popular. The other thing I really see a lot is because the airlines can be very frustrating. I see a lot of companies that, especially here in California, that are popping up like Surf Air. And basically what Surf Air is, it's a California-based airline that offers unlimited flights. So a lot of business people book them. But if you travel a lot and you want to just get away a couple times a month, you basically pay a flat fee and you can fly a few times per month, much more affordable. And it's private. So, I mean, the max you would have on your flight is, I think, 6 to 8 individuals. And it's easy. You get in. There's no big security line. They do all the stuff ahead of time. So you just show up, hand your bags, and get on a flight. They even have valet service. It's really, really changed, I think, the travel side of things from an airline standpoint. And I think as more and more people are experiencing bad delays, and, you know, unfortunately the airports are not that nice these days. They're really getting run down, especially, you know, the bigger airports that do have a lot of foot traffic in them. And of course with the security, you know, have to spend so much more time, you know, allocating for that trip. You have to get there earlier. You have to make sure you don't have somebody waiting for you when you get out, because if it's an international flight, forget it. You're going to be waiting a while to get through the amount of people that are going through. So something like Surf Air, and there's some other ones that fly domestically, like Prestige Air, and that goes all the way to New York and Vegas, a little bit different, but much more private, much more the accommodations, and the airline is so nice compared to being on a charter flight.
Super information, Jennifer. Great to have had you, and just the conversation has me contemplating my next destination. That's what it's all about, isn't it? Tell our listeners where they can get more information about LA Travel Magazine online and how they can be in touch.
Yes, you can certainly find us online or on any of our social media channels at LA Travel Magazine. We're on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
Excellent. Jennifer, once again, thanks for joining us, and certainly look forward to a future conversation right here on Enterprise Radio.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with co-owner and editor-in-chief of LA Travel Magazine, Jennifer McLaughlin. And once again, the website of reference and for contact, the website that does it all, it's latravelmagazine.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.